How do we know to say for future generations also that the pot of Bechura Kanam Levium, the Rav Niskal Bechemra, she says, we only know in the Midbar. How do we know for future generations also every Lev and every Kain is Potter? So Makra, the Prophet says, Vaho you li ha Levium. So Dashin, Vaho you means they're the Yosin Yehei. That Levium are always the same status, just like they were Potter then, they're still Potter now. Now the Gemara asks the question, Omimai de Beseh, how do we know that in the Midbar? The Levim had to use their seh to free the Pesach Hamor of the Israelim. Maybe some they were Pater without a seh. Rashi says, the Ma de Beseh she ben Levi Nifru Pitrei Chamorim she Yisrael, the Kamaliel ben Levi de Abelay Seh, who said he had to use the seh? Maybe some, any Behemi he had was enough to free the Pesach Hamor, the firstborn of the Chamor of the donkeys of the Israelim. So my answer is, Omer Rav Chizda, Nema Kesav Lederus, we know in the parasha when you take a pigeon up in, you have to use Chamesh Shkolim. Nema Sil Lederus, it says in the parasha, every Petah Chamor Lederus, if a Jew has a Chamor in his firstborn, you have to be put with a Seh, you have to redeem it on a Seh, and the Seh is supposed to give to the Kayin. There's so Ma Kesav Omer Lederus, just like the parasha of pigeon up in, that you use money, that was said Lederus. Boy Pod Lederus. By Padli is sure that at that time also they used money to be paid up the Bechor Yisrael. That the Parsha says as many Levim there were, they freed that many amount of the Bechor Yisrael, but there were an extra amount of Bechor Yisrael, there were not enough Levim, so for the extra amount, they used Taka Pidyon of Chamesh Kolim. You see, they used money there in the Midbar. And so, after the same Parsha of Esther, Homoladuris, there were no Ladaris as Salacha. When you have a Petah Hamor, the way you redeem it is with a Seh, is Boy Podladuris, and Boy Podladuris Grace Ashore, that time use it then, and that time use it, there was used Ladaris, we use a Seh, but then Grace Ashore also, we use a Seh. So in the Midbar also, they had to use a Seh, it was the Seh of the Levium that freed the Petah Hamor of the Israel. Now the Gemara says, maybe no, Mala Kesav Shekain Poydim by Hekdeshus and Maisa Sheini. Maybe Kesav has something special to it. With money we know you can be Poydim free Hekdesh and Maisa Sheini also. Maybe that's why we use in the Midbar. But maybe Seh no, maybe Seh was not used in the Midbar to redeem the Pitrei Chamorim. Gemara says, Elu Rav, Omakwa, the process is like this. Ach Poder Tistes Bechor Odom. Yes, Bechor Abheimat Tameyasi Poder. Shbipoydim Bechor Odom. And be paid the behemoth to meya. So ma b'chorod, just like by b'chorod and mitigin aben. Loi cholav, there's no difference. Bein l'dervis, bein l'yeris ashor. She had just like l'dervis, you have to be paid the ben. Mitigin aben is with five shkolim. The same with them by the midbar, when they had to redeem the Levim, the b'chor Yisrael. They did not have Levim against them. You had to use money, chomish kol shkolim, is bein l'yeris ashor, b'kesev. Is our payment, that's the Tekish now, our payment to me, the same thing when you redeem. Our Petah Chamor is Loi Chalak, there's no difference. Boy, Bein Ladurus, Bein Yeris Yisrael B'Seh, just like Ladurus, you always have to use the Seh to redeem our Petah Chamor, the same way it was then in the Midbar, that it was Levi and Seh that came to free the Petah Chamor of Israel. Omer, Rabbi Chanin Achinus, says Nachidish. Omer, Rabbi Chanin Yishinol, Seh Echot She Ben Levi, that a Levi, even though he only had, let's say, one Seh, his one Seh that Levi had could be used to redeem Kama Pitzmei Chamor Yisrael. If Yisrael had a few Petah Chamor, so one Seh Levi could redeem them all. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, bring your proof was like that. Shereimona Kosavoidim Oitfim B'Yodah, like we just said. When the Torah gives the Cheshbon how many Bechor Yisrael of the men there were, the Torah says the Cheshbon, and the Torah says how many extra more there were than the Levim, and therefore with that extra amount, we had to use money to be paid to them. The Pasuk says, Bodom Shalosh B'Shivim U'Masayim, there was 273 extra Bechor Yisrael more than the Levim, and for those Bechor Yisrael, you had to use money. But for Leimano Oitzim B'Behemah, the Pasuk does not say that there were more behemoths of Bechor Yisrael over the behemoth Levim had. Why not? So it must be because even though there were more Bechor Yisrael and behemoths, but one Bechor, one Seh of a Levi could redeem even 10 Bechor Yisrael. So therefore, even though there was more amount of behemoths by the Yisrael than there were by the Levim, it doesn't make a difference. So it is a raya to Reb Chanina. Gemara says, no, Mimai, who told you that? Dilma lehevi nafesh lu beimus tuba. Maybe no. Dilma lehevi. Maybe it's not true. Dilma lehevi nafesh lu beimus tuba. Maybe it's the Metzias that there just were not more behemoths of the Yisraelim than there were of the Levian. So maybe for every Petah Chamor of Yisrael, you had to have a Seva Levi. But maybe there just weren't more of the Yisraelim than the Levian. The Gemara said, Lo Sagadayt, you can't think like that. Lo Sagadayt, they said, the Pasuk says, Onik Nerav, Hoyel of Ne Reuven, of Ne God. That they had a lot of cattle. Savada had a lot of lot. So sure, there were more Petri Chamorim by the Yisraelim than there was says by the Levian. The Gemara says, no, Dilma Stumme, maybe no. Dilma, Fidelach, even so, Shutim the Levium have a Kaimala Bahadi Bukhuri Yisrael. Even though the Yisraelim have a lot of behemoths, but we're talking about now, out of a lot of the behemoths there, we're only talking about the Petah Chamor, the firstborn, or even the firstborn of the behemoths. So they could have 10 behemoths, because only the firstborn of the Bukhuri had a free. Now, by the Levium, all that Shutim, no matter how many animals they had, were able to free. So maybe the 10 says that the Levi had was able to free the 10 Yisraelim. Maybe still there was enough animals from Levium to free the Bukhari Yisraelim. And maybe it was not true like Achalina says. Maybe one Seh could only free one Seh of one Petah Chamor, not more. Chamor says no. Still it's a Svaru. Omakra, the Pasuk says, V'yes Behemas HaLevium Tachas Behemtum. Mash B'wat Behemah Achas Tachas Behemas Harbi says Behemas Lashon Yochid Tachas Behemtum. Master, one behemoth, one said the Levi, freed a few behemoths of the Israelites. So Marcel says, no, behemoth, what did I say? Behemoth Rabba. So it says, Loshen of behemoth means Rabba, means many behemoths. So it means like the many behemoths of Levium freed the many behemoths of the Israelites. But really, it's only one for one. So Marcel says, that would be the Pshat, and came if so, Licht of Kroh, the Kroh, the Torah should have written, Oi behemoth, Tachas behemoth, should have used the same Loshen both ways. Either one behemoth takas one behemoth, or a behemoth tom takas behemoth tom, if it also means one for one. My, how come it says behemoth of Levium takas behemoth tom? It changes around by Levium it says behemoth one, and by the Shram it says behemoth tom. Shramin, here it's a proof. Chad poter tuva, that one freed a lot. Mashma, one seh of the Levium freed kama pitri chamor of the Israel. That's the right to Rabbi Chanina. Now the Gemara says, I'm a Rav, Rav says, and I also bring a proof from Chalino. We also learned the Mishnah like this. The Mishnah later says, Upoi der boy, Tamu Harbe. You're allowed to use the same Seh to redeem a few times your Petah Chamor. So Rashi learns, let's say you once had a Petah Chamor, and you set aside a Seh, and you gave it to the Kohen, and then the Kohen sold it back to you. You're allowed to use it over again to redeem again. Mashman is no real Kedush Shechal in the Seh itself. Therefore, it's a swear to say here also, you could redeem Kama Pitri Chamor with one Seh. So, Moria says, that's a swear for Rabbi Chanina, time of the Masnitz and Mepharish. Is Rabbi Chanina just telling us to the Mishnah? What do we need Rabbi Chanina for? It's not from the Mishnah. So, Moria says, Rabbi Chanina, this is what he means to say. My time appointed by Pama Harbe, what's talking of the reason of the Mishnah? Rabbi Chanina comes to explain the Mishnah. What's the reason why you appointed by you could use the same Seh to redeem Kama Pomim Pitri Chamor? Mishum the Seh Echod shall Ben Levi point the Kama Pitri Chamorim shall Yisrael, because since in the Midbar we find that one Seh of a Levi freed Kama Pitri Chamorim of Yisrael, you see it's not really Kedusha Zeh Tacha Zeh, so therefore you can use the same Seh over and over again to be point them more and more Pitri Chamorim. The other Gemara says, if we will learn like this, Rabbi Yechanan of Yechanan holds Kitshu Bechoris by Midbar, and throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, a firstborn of Israel, or else the firstborn of the Behemah, had Kedusha. The Becharis, the Becharot, the Mechor Behemah had Kedusha in the Midbar. For Ashlokesh Shamanah, Loi Kitcha Becharis in the Midbar. The firstborns that were born in the Midbar, whether it was an Odom or a Behemah, has no Kedusha. It was only in Eretz Yisrael that had the Kedusha's Bechor. Tamar explains, Reb Yechanan Noma Kitcha Becharis by Midbar, Wa Adirachmonam, and Torah says, Lik Miktishu. Torah says it's Kaddish. It is still like it says, Kaddish Likol Bechor. So Mashma, even in the Midbar also, it had Kedusha, all the Bechors that were born in the Midbar had Kedusha. For Ashlokesh Shomano, Loi Kitcha Bechor for Midbar. the Bechorim have no Kedusha in the Midbar. Why? Since the Pasuk says, Toho Yekiv Yaakov, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, it says, Vavartom, and then you should do the Pasha Bechor. So Mechlaos approved the Mikor Rolei Kodesh, that before they came into Eretz Yisrael, they did not have the Kedusha of a Bechor. And the Pasuk says, Toho Yekiv Yaakov Hashem, El Eretz HaKanani, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, then it says, Va'avarto kol peterechem Hashem. That means every pidyon haben. V'chol peter shleger behema. Sheilu kol aschol Hashem. It's much more no parshov pidyon haben and pidyon and b'chor behema and b'chor peter chamor only applies once you come with Eretz Yisrael. That's pshat and reshlokish. We'll soon see later on what does the Rebbe Yochanan do with this pasuk. The other one says eighth by Rebbe Yochanan reshlokish. Rebbe Yochanan has to kashrut the reshlokish. It says atchloi hukama mishkan. Before the Mishkan was put up, it was mutter to bring a korban and a bamas yachid. Any Jew can make his own bama and bring a korban. And at that time, the avoid is for bechorus. Any bechor could do the avoid, he was like the kind and the bechorim. So mashma word that in the midbar, the act kedushas bechor. So Amalei, Rosh Lakish answers back and says, the yoysen shiotsim in Mitzrayim. Like he agrees, the bechorim that were born in Mitzrayim, they had kedusha. It was only the Bechor that's born in the Midbar has no Kedusha. So this drosha, this halacha, that Atzal Hukum HaMishka means the first year when the Yisrael first came out of Mitzrayim. So those Bechorim take high Kedusha's Bechor. He only means several Shlokish, the ones that are born in the Midbar, they have no Kedusha. The Mora says, Ha'ochinam HaMishav did this for us like this. Dilo Te'emok HaMinakla said like this, Ben Shono Ba'amevra Avaidu. Like here we're talking about, if you're only talking about the Bechor that were born in the Midbar, so it's the first year they put up, after the first year they put up the Mishkan. So before they put up the Mishkan, if a guy was born then he's less than a year old. So Pshita he can't do the Avodah. So Vada, we're talking about what? Bechorim that were born in the Mitzrayim. So therefore it's not a kashman on Rish Lakish. He only said the new Bechorim that were born in the Midbar, they have no Kedusha. So Marius, or the Karel or Ma Karel, like what was you having to ask the question? Pshita Lechor like this. So most of the years, Halkik Lakashis was bothering us. Halkik Lakashile. Iyamid Bishleima Dulay Posti Kedusha Sayu. If you tell me what? That the Kedushas of the Bechorim did not stop in the Midbar, even like Rabbi Yechon, even the Bechorim that are born in the Midbar, still have Kedusha. Then the Svari is Hanech, the Mikor Nami Lepoku Kedusha Sayu. The Bechorim that are born in, the, in Mitzrayim, their Kedusha they had then should not go off. That was the Gemara Tavamina. But the Kashman Meshlokish is like this. But Eli Yamid, if you want to tell me, the Pasuk to Jesayu, that the new Bechorim that are born now in the Midbar, their Kedusha, they have no Kedusha, and so then the Morris Havamina was, Hanech di Mikoronami Pokalik Jesayu, that even the Bechorim that were born in Mitzrayim that had Kedusha, it should also go off. That was the Morris Kasha. But since we see here that when they came into the Midbar, the Bechorim still did the Avodah, Mashma the Kedusha's Bechor did not go off the Bechorim in Mitzrayim, so it would have been Mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar still have Kedusha. And now this, the Yiddish, what does the Shlokas hold? No, that the Kaddish, Kaddish, the Bechorim that were born in Mitzrayim, they had Kedusha then, their Kedusha still stays. But the Le Kaddish, the ones that were not Kaddish in Mitzrayim, only born now in the Midbar, Le Kaddish. That's where Shlokas is posted, that's Mashma, any person that's born in the Midbar, he has no Kedusha. The Kedusha is only when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Eisve, another Kasha. It says, Oisi Ayom Shukum HaMishkan, that day the Mishkan was put up, Korvu Lem B'Yisrael, Chayis are brought for kabbonis then nidorim unadovis chatoyis viashamis becharis amaisrois. But mashma they bought the korban bechor then, and here's talking about the second year in the midbar. So mashma the becharis have to mean the newborn animals that were born that year. So the chura the avmeter is they brought becharis mashma the behemoth that were born that year had kedushas bechor on them. So Mora says no. According to Rish Lakish, hachinami biyosin shiotsim mitzrayim. That maybe means the Bechorim that came out of Mitzrayim, those Bechor they brought now. And that might mean the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar, there is no Kedushas of Korban Bechor on them. So where it says, Uminov, Meir should be proof also. I say, Yaim who the Korb? Only that first day they brought the Bechorim. They brought all the Bechorim they had. The Bechorim did the riots of Shlokish. But Mikan Vielich Le Korb. But from then onwards, once they came into the Midbar, from then onwards, they didn't bring any more Bechorim. Why not? Because they didn't have any Bechorus. Adirabba, this will be a little bit of proof to Rish Lakish. Hanika the army is something like this, like here, that Eisri Rish Lakish Rav Yechanan, Rish Lakish is the one who has the Kashat Rav Yechanan. It says, Oisri Yom Shukum HaMishkan, Korvulam Yisroel, Adarim HaNadav, Eskatos V'yashos HaBechorus, Um Eisrois,
Tzadik is Oysayim. That day they put up the Mishkan. In that was the first day they brought the Bechoris. And that's it. They used up all the Bechoris then. Mikan v'yadachloi. But from then onwards, the next 40 years in the Midbar, they didn't bring any more Bechoris. Why not? Because the Bechoris that were born in the Midbar had no Kedusha to it. Samurah says, no, Rabbi Yochanan will answer and say, Eimah said like this rather, Meyaisi Hayayim v'yadach. From that day onwards, they brought Bechoris. So Kriva's not a theory to Rabbi Yochanan. Having more said the soul, my commandment and so, what was the Kiddush then? That Meyaisi Yoyim in Mikor Eloi, from that day onwards, after they put up the Mishkan, then they brought Bechoris, not before. What's the Kiddush? Alma, that Chayv is the Bumble Korv. A Korv that's a Chayv to bring, not a Nedim and a Dava, you can't bring an Abomas Yachid. Therefore, these Bechoris, that's a Chayv to bring, you cannot bring an Abomas Yachid, you have to wait until you put up the Mishkan and bring them then. Benach Nami, who were there the 40 years in the Midbar, also they still have the Chorus to be brought, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Tar Shema, come and bring another proof. It says, Nimtzas come out, Nimtzas Atoyma, that Bishlola, Bisholosh Mekoymois, in three places like in the Torah, three different times, Kitchu Bechorus to Yisrael, was the Kedushas Bechor to Klai Yisrael. The Mitzrayim, Torah talks about the Mitzrayim, the Bechor Mitzrayim, Uba Midbar, Mashman, the Midbar itself, also the Bechor HaKedusha, over the Yisos and Yisrael Oretz, when Christ came into Eretz Yisrael. Now, but Mitzrayim, what does the Pasuk say about him when they were in Mitzrayim? Kadesh Trikor Bechor. But Midbuim, the Midbar says, the Midbar Aymer, Kili Kor Bechor Bevnei Yisrael. It's a mashma that when they're in the Midbar, they have Kedushas Bechor. The Chvisos, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, who Aymer, what does it say? Roy Kiyaviyah, Chol Biyavat, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, then you take care of the Bechorim. So, who is the Kasha to Rosh Lokesh, here it's a mashma, they have Kedushas Bechor in the Midbar. Some of Nachum Nachum answers like this, Omer of Nachum Yitzchak. I'll tell you this, Bishol Bishloisha Mekoimois, Huzu Allah Bechoris, Likachu. It's three times in the Torah, like it talks about, making Kedusha on the Bechor. Huzu Allah Bechoris, Likdashu. But Veloi Kitru. But really, they have no Kedusha then. So Mar says, that true? The Mitzrayim Namal Kodesh, or Karma, you just said the Kodesh, that the Bechorim that born in the Mitzrayim had Kedusha. Hokikov, this is what I mean to say. Mehem Kitru, Mehem Le Kitru. Some of them, some of these times, I mean, two of the times has Kedusha, just one time doesn't have, according to Rish Lakish, only the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar, they did not have Kedusha. So Mara still asks, Maskullah Rapopova, Midbar Lakotcha, the truth to say, even according to Rish Lakish, the Bechorim born in the Midbar have no Kedusha, will accept the process of clearly. Pekoid called Bechor Zochla Ne Yisrael, so clearly, there was a Kedusha's Bechor in the Midbar. That was all Pashriya before. Yisrael, better Paschal. After Rashi says, Mishas HaChesben Shekum HaShapkud Nirlech, after that was Paschal, after that attack, there's no more Kedusha. Alright, we'll stop here.